The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts, a special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals, some of which you may have never even heard of before. Here's a podcast that you can sink your fangs into, that being the Black Mamba. So sliver on in to learn more about this savage serpent, but make sure you don't get bitten. Ready? Let's roll out the facts. The Black Mamba is a species of venomous snake, named after the pitch-black interiors of their gaping gobs. These midnight mambas are found primarily in sub-Saharan Africa, where you'll find them slithering around rocky savannas and lowland forests. But honestly, you're best not coming across these slippery suckers, as they have one of the most vicious venoms of any snake, able to fell a human in as little as 20 minutes. Naturally, the venom is used to bring down smaller, more vulnerable prey, such as rodents, bush babies, lizards, and frogs, but they won't hesitate to use it on you. Despite its reputation, black mambas aren't looking for any trouble. They simply prefer to live alone in cozy termite mounds or hollow trees. These snakes are naturally shy and would rather shed confrontation rather than shed venom. But startle one, and it will throw a huge hissy fit that you don't want to be near when that happens. Toothily, the worst thing about these manic mambas is their fangs. Tiny, but able to deliver a heavy dose of venom that is both neurotoxic and cardiotoxic. Essentially, it attacks your brain and your heart, the ultimate grisly and gruesome fatality. And don't think you can just walk away from a close encounter, as black mambas might as well be known as Usain Bolt, however you pronounce that. Anyways, these speed demons can sliver at speeds of up to 20 kilometers per hour. Hope you brought your jogging shoes. And despite how bloodthirsty these black mambas sound, parent-wise, they're completely different. After all, some snakes such as pythons and rattlesnakes are especially good mother- Just kidding, they're terrible parents. Females lay their eggs, and that's that. The hatchlings are then born fully independent and fully venomous, which is essential when they share an area code with horrific honey badgers and evil eagles, predators that would make pot noodles out of a miniature mamba. However, if they're able to sliver their way out of danger, they can live up to 11 years in the wild, and even longer in captivity. Either way, this is one snake that you don't want to handle. Welp, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back for some more fascinating facts. I swear it. So, it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.